All right, let's get this motherfucking shit started. CNE, Chuck Brown and Europe, White and Plenty. New shit. Hey.
Product is white. Product is white.
So Wells Bell Smoked Out Podcast.
Product is white. Product is white.
Oh.
Product is white. Product is white.
White and Plenty. Let's go.
Product is white. Product is plenty. Morning tonight, serving like Danny.
Bobo.
Going hard, won't get a penny. Product is white. Product is plenty.
Michelle.
What are you playing next?
Give me your love. For the ladies.
Now you got the motion, yeah. You're full of action. Give me your loving right now.
Not bad. Not bad.
Hey.
Not bad at all.
Where you going, girl? Yes. We are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, aka Peter Blam, aka Benjamin Stutton. And to the right of me.
It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK on Instagram, because that's the platform I fucks with. You know what I'm saying? I see this other things, Vero or whatever. I see men starting to fucking download or whatever.
The fuck's that?
I don't know. It's another sharing platform. I've seen a couple of my friends.
Ooh.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, see, I asked, but no one answered me. I asked Quackish. I'm like, yo, what is it like? He didn't answer.
I think they're ready for all the traffic.
But yeah, so whatever. But yeah. SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK. You know what I'm saying? Find me on Instagram, Way Herx. Find me on Instagram. That's my gym page.
Oh.
If you want to see some heavy lifting, free weights, no pre-workout. You know what I'm saying? Except for marijuana and water. But other than that, I'm here doing my thing.
Yeah, man. No roid gang over here, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Marijuana and water. Yeah, that's all, man. I need.
So we are back. It's like another nice Wednesday night, you know what I'm saying? It's a warm-ass motherfucking day today.
Yeah, but I heard the cold weather's supposed to creep back next week.
Well, it's true, see how Canada still, you know.
Yeah, yeah, ups and downs, downs and ups.
You know what I mean? and we're back here at the Youngsterdam Lounge, 529 Young Street. So before we get to anything, I wanna get our smoking on right away, because we got a lot to talk about. We got a Black Boy Twitch interview that's going to be popping off also today, right? Or tomorrow for the people in Tomorrowland, right? So for the people listening at work who like to listen to the audios, you know what I mean? Big up. Oh, one thing I want to say before you even start doing anything, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Comment,
yes,
share,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get them subscribers up to, what, 5K we're trying to get to our next goal?
That's the next contest, Mark. 5K.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and ooh, and the next contest may have some in it.
Ooh, ooh.
You know this signature. You know this sign. You know what this means. International.
I don't know.
No Friday?
No. Some cashola? Oh.
Yeah, I guess. No, we'll see. We're
some guacamole?
But we got these two, don't forget.
Ah, the VIPs.
We got these to give away.
But before we get to anything, I want to know one thing.
Smoking on?
Let me get my volume up again.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
So, you're telling me that you're not on Reggie, because we're never on Reggie over here.
It's the Master Kush.
Ooh, you know what I mean? Because, you know, shout out to the Spoil Smokers Collective, because we smoke, we eat every day.
I endorse that message.
You know what I mean? I have some things though, courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries. Shout out to them. If you want to get your delivery on, hit them up at meds.medidispensary.ca. Today, once have the Godfather OG.
Didn't we have that before? Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So I got some Godfather OG from courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries.
Okay. Let me see. Now it's my turn.
Hey.
Usually I'm letting you.
You know what I'm saying? The table turn now.
Yeah. I gotta go see my organic link. I've been loafing on that.
And then this next one over here is some True North OG.
Yeah.
Or True North OG. I was about to say True North 06 because I'm already high. But let me give the camera some love for the people in YouTube land. Bomb.
Bitty bong bong.
So we got a lot of shit going on today still, you know. We got that Killy contest that we're going to be announcing the winner, doing the draw for the sold out Killy show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
they had to move from Mod Club to Phoenix Nightclub because it was too big.
So I had a funny joke earlier. So I'm going to rewind the joke and see if I could run my routine over here. Let's try this bit. So you said he had to move from the Mod Club to the Phoenix. Why is that, Herc?
Why is that?
Because the show is going to be mod.
Friday, that was boom, boom, boom. That was hella weak.
No.
That was hella weak.
I was going to take that shit on the road. Right?
Nah, yo, you need to go back to the lab and write something more, a little more creative.
But yo, shout out to Killy, yo. We're going to be...
We're going
to
give away these sold out tickets.
Yeah,
we got the randomizer set up here today.
Yeah, if you're wondering, I don't know if you can see it on camera. You can't see it on camera.
Okay, good.
So we won't even talk about
good. The never mind.
On the table.
Never mind then.
But there is other things that we're doing giveaways for. And we got drank. You want to drink some drink?
Sure. I'll drink a cup.
I was going to say, you know, because yo, to be honest, I smoke a lot of weed, okay? All
right, yo, this drink is strong though.
I was saying this before, I could do edibles and sometimes it hits me, sometimes it don't. Every fucking time, and shout out to VIP Edibles, like every time I fucking drink this shit, it beats me in my head, bro.
It's strong.
I'm like, yo, hold
it's
on.
It's strong, it packs a punch.
Yeah, so but we'll get to that. I want to get right away to our top 10 list.
Okay.
All right.
The top 10, yes. Let's get to that.
So, top 10 tracks that in Toronto so far, right? Been accumulating tunes for the week, you know what I'm saying? First on the list, Mino, Iceland. You heard that yet?
No, I haven't actually.
Ooh. Dre Bars.
I heard that.
Beast Wars. You know what I'm saying? I was running that shit on IG as well. Yo, shout out to Dre Bars. The track is fire. Young D featuring Panama, Leave Me Alone.
I gotta get caught up on these tracks. Hey. I've seen some of them. I heard some of them.
Yo, trust me. I'd be on there. I'd be seeing a lot of Toronto rappers, Six Buzz, different people premiering videos. You know what I'm saying? Even on the YouTube, like a lot of the video mans are the guys who are the ones pumping the videos. I rate that, you know what I mean?
Because
it keeps everything in one place. You already have a lot of eyes there. Why not?
Exactly. Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? C Flows, Lessons.
Yep, that's a big track.
Ooh, bars. You know, and shout out to Toronto Rappers again, because that's where I discovered that. I was like, oh! I was at my desk. I was like, woo! Yeah, big track. Right? Afghan Meech, What You Want From Me.
What You Want.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Hood Hustle, yo. Mm-hmm. Whole squad in the video.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Robin Banks.
Big tune.
Slums. Big tune. He's back. Videos is doing numbers right away. Right?
For Shizzle.
There was a little bit of an announcement I seen on his IG.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Said he's not going to be dropping any more music on the videos on the UTM channel anymore. Okay. So I haven't seen any follow-up, any explanations or anything like that after that, but like,
that was it.
Right?
Yeah. So keep your eyes open.
Yeah, to be determined.
To be continued.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Tutu.
Ooh, wrist. Wrist. Yo. Who that? Yo, did that? Yo, they fucking murked that. And again, whole squad up in the fucking video. Shout out to Hood Hustle. yo, everybody up
there. Yeah, there's a lot of people in that video.
Yeah, mad fucking. It looked just like a fun video. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Tijin and French. You know what I'm saying? Shout out another CLE, not Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? And like, I see them, like, everybody's just
they're
pumping, moving.
Their music.
Yeah, yeah. I rate that, like, when everybody just activates at the same time. Exactly. And hold your head to Pengs and Tutus, you know what I'm saying? Like, be home soon, you know what I'm saying? Nice. S. Don Perignon. Blap, blap.
Hold that. Blap, blap.
Shout out to Nemesis, a.k.a. K. Fresh on the video. Eh?
Working.
Yeah, man. He sent me another tune. I'm going to be posting that on the IG too.
It's like every other day videos coming out. It's a Nemesis K Goldmine feature video. Goldmine product. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, Goldmine. Yeah. They're going in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just not stopping. You know what I'm saying? So.
KR too. KR's
killing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to KR. Yeah.
That hit 100K.
The good thing about this list too, there's no, and big up to everybody who's at that next level, like the Drakes and the Tory Lanez and all that. But they're producing, they're coming with fire. But we have so much fire from guys who are not at that level per se yet that they can milk out the whole top 10 list and not even have to mention a Tory Lanez or Drake.
Nope, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So big up the city.
City's bubbling, man. The city's bubbling.
Yeah. And it's
the
not.
The pot's boiling. The water's about to bubble out the pot.
Trust me, and it's no other like direct reason but the city themselves for the artists themselves putting their own money and their time behind themselves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's not like, oh, there was a handout and somebody, no.
Or I'm waiting for this or no, I'm making it happen.
Every team that you see that getting on this list, it's not because there's no favoritism, anything like that. It's just like, yo, you guys are going hard. And the tune's big. You know what I'm saying? Like you go on to YouTube and like the numbers just go up because they're doing what they have to do with their promo and like everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's activated.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They're buzzing.
Trust me.
The waves kicking.
I want to mention somebody else also who's got a wave that's starting to grow. Carlito. Carlito 905.
Okay.
So shout out to you. Right? We apparently had won a contest.
Yep.
Okay. I had no idea.
What?
We won a contest we didn't know we were even in.
We won a contest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the background of this contest?
So, Carlito's got a contest going on where if you run his tune, right, you get put into a draw or like you get like money prizes.
Every Friday they're giving away a certain amount of money.
It's yeah.
Like two bills or something every week or something like that.
Apparently.
So, have we won?
Yes.
The show won. We didn't even know. We didn't even know. So, that's why when I was going like this earlier, that's what I was alluding to. So yeah, we won.
Big up Carlito, bro.
Thank you, Carlito. Yeah. Thank your company, whatever. Thanks. Well, yeah, we.
You're gonna put that right back to the guests.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's what. So that's how we're gonna figure out. That's why I said maybe our next prize when we hit 5,000 is gonna be a little moolah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Big up Carlito.
You know what I mean? The whole 905, like, for real. Like, I didn't even know the ramifications. I see so much promo on Instagram that I was just like, oh, that's dope, you got some kind of money giveaway. I didn't read what the rules of the giveaway was. I'm like, when we're running tunes on Instagram,
we're running them because we like
running
them.
Like, it's, yo, that shit is hot. Oh, you know, I see the wave coming up on that, just whatever, you know what I mean? There's no payola, anything like that. There are DMs that are in there in my DMs right now, and y'all people who sent them know who you are.
Facts.
I haven't answered them yet, and I'll tell you now, the reason I haven't answered them is because there is no cost to get played on our Instagram or anything like that. Because how much you guys charge for promo? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. We bump it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, payola technically is illegal.
All right. Enough on that. What's next?
So, let's get to a...
is there any more water?
Oh, yeah. See if some water's back there. Shout out to the winner of the Palm Contest.
The winner of the Palm Contest. H Choppa? Was that who it was?
Yeah. H Choppa, King Palms.
Thank you.
Courtesy of King Palms, you'll be getting a 4-pack. You know what I'm saying?
4-pack. So stuffed. You stuff them and smoke them.
Yeah, so...
And you don't feel like rolling.
Yeah, man. But all the people who sent Skliffs, big up to you.
Yeah, there was some creative ones.
What? Yo, dog, the scorpion, like you're saying, that one was crazy. That.
But see, people got the wrong idea when we said send them our splits. We wanted to see like bad road splits, not like good road splits.
Yo, listen.
But hey, we're happy with whatever came. You know, we got a winner. So there were some crazy. There was some crazy ones in there, but the Scorpion one was probably by far the craziest.
The Scorpion one. There's some people that were just rolling some ridiculously crazy
Bannons. Lines. Bannons.
What? Videos, everything. So shout out to the We Love Hip Hop audience. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
I have an update.
Okay.
John Rivers. Okay.
That's the artist with the heart problems.
Right? Yes. Yes. So we talked about his medical situation.
That was back in December.
And they were saying he was like going to the hospital. They were saying
he went to the news and yeah, they sent him home a bunch of times. The man said he was in his closet for one point because he was just so like broken down and didn't know what to do with himself.
Kind of put a pause on that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, no, well, not that type, whatever, you know, like he was just isolating himself from people, his family, everything. And then they kept telling him, no, you're good, there's nothing wrong, but he knew there was something wrong. So finally, what, they diagnosed him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Cool.
So they actually diagnosed him. He has the details on his IG page as well, right? They said there's a great recovery rate for his condition.
Well, what is it?
I don't know exactly what his condition is, right?
So if he never did the outreach and the outcry, he would probably did.
He probably would have never got the help he really needed.
Yes, like when he went off on CP24.
Yeah, CP24 covered the story.
And
so
we
surprised they didn't have a follow-up on CP24.
Maybe they didn't. We freaking missed that shit.
Well, we're going to check that out. We're going to find out.
Yeah, let's,
we're going to do a little more research that shit. On that.
You know what I mean? Also, in the news, as far as like with American cast and shit, Herbo.
Yeah, a lot of artists been getting arrested this week.
What?
It's been like the last week in November. February has been...
it's like been, sweeps for them or like something.
Hip-hop cops are working extra hard.
Yeah.
They're saying they're back. They're showing, hey, we never left.
Facts. End of Black History Month.
Oh, so you say the niceness has to stop now. The niceness have to stop. We let them slide for the month. Yo. We have to catch up now. We have to catch up and creep up on them youth there.
AKA the Black History sweeps. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, okay. What are we, the 27th? Sweep all you motherfuckers up, you niggas again. On all that pro-black shit.
All I know
Wakanda
is
Wakanda motherfucking niggas.
Couple
shit.
Of dudes got bite. You know what I'm saying? It's not looking nice. It's not looking nice.
They're like, you ain't going to get to Wakanda now in this paddy wagon, motherfucker. You know what I mean? But, all jokes aside, Herbo's facing some serious shit. You know what I'm saying? He's got some gun charges that...
But he wasn't by himself, though.
He was with two other men.
That's the whole thing. They're only drawing his name because he's the celeb, right?
But right.
He was... Well, you see the... I think it was the Don Deals where I seen it. He's got a different... What's it called? You know, there's other people with him.
Yeah. Sticky.
Yeah, he was with a guy from Philly.
Yeah, he was with two other people. So we don't know who they are because obviously their names aren't as big as his. But.
Well, the driver does because the driver is the one who called the boy them.
Whoa. Was it like an Uber or something?
It was like a Uber car service kind of thing, like a SUV. The driver sees... The gentleman that I just mentioned from Philly, I forgot what his name is, but he sees him like move a burner into like a bag or some shit like that.
Got nervous.
Right? Sees Herbo like move a burner into like the seat or some shit, wow. He says. And he called the boy them and he asked them to pull him over.
Wow.
And then that's when they pulled him over.
Wow.
And he don't even give a fuck. He's just like, yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's not even like, yo, you know, hide me from this. He's just like, no, that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they got them guys.
Wow.
He's a civilian, right? So
yeah, if
he got boomy, he did what they wanted him to do, right? The police, didn't they say call the police when you see something? Call the police. That's what they want him to do.
Yeah,
it's not who's no one's saying it's right, but those guys should, okay, that like, cause that's a fishy movement. Like, yo, you're not even in your own Vix and you're moving like that?
Yeah, that's
like,
kind
of... Like, come on. You're in a limo service? That's asking for it.
Like, you don't know who the driver is.
Okay, maybe. Maybe you call for a ting and you have your tings on you, whatever. But why? Yo, leave your tings where they're supposed to be. And if you have them on your waist, deal with that until you get to where you're going. But don't be just fixing shit in the random car and, you know, think...
Well, I guess they might have figured, like, yo, rappers.
You would have think whatever. These guys would have had their own driver. Like, where's their driver? Where's their brethren? Or, you know, where's their driver that's taking them around? You know, like, that's, yeah, that's crazy, man.
As the homie Justin sucks. Hunt says.
That sucks.
I don't have the answer to these questions.
Well, I don't have the answers either, but it sucks. Like, it yeah. sucks because they could have easily had one of their brethren driving from the hood who's clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy is famous. You're telling me you don't have, you know, like, the way these guys, they should have their limo. Not a limo, excuse me, not a limo, but some type of driver.
I feel like one of our guests mentioned Herbo not too long ago.
Yeah, it was
Killer to the Crook.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he'd have us want to do a track with him.
Yeah, and Herbo.
It was someone else too though who said it that wanted to do a track with Herbo.
Yeah, there was
young
Herbo.
I think it was Young Boy. Yeah, someone people, else I mentioned. A couple of mentioned people. He's been mentioned.
Nation. Yeah,
he's light skin nation. Here, AJ.
He's in the light skin top five.
Light skin nation. Why all the time? Why the light skin hate?
I'm gonna say it.
It's the light skin hate. Stop the light skin hate.
See, you got sensitive like a light skin nigga.
All right, Friday. Hey. All right, Friday. You want to call me
hold
up?
Hold on.
All
side right. note. Do you remember?
What's going on?
And the brethren, who should say his name? Me and our brethren. We had the back and forth, young IG times. Okay, this is early IG, pre videos on IG.
Okay,
before IG killed Vine.
Yeah, and when memes are just starting to come on the scene and start getting more popular.
Yeah.
Me and the brethren and his brother had a dark skin, light skin war for like 4 hours straight. I remember I went from down at my work all the way to like the West End station. Like
that will get sparked again easy. You know? The wrong comment and that will get sparked all over again. Darkness.
Holy.
Don't make the man start draw cards on you.
Yo, bro, I came up out the subway at the Dufferin. Dufferin Blur? No, not the Dufferin Blur. The far Dufferin one.
Oh, by like Arlington or whatever.
By the stadium. Yeah, like far Dufferin, Rutherford. Not Dufferin, Rutherford. You know, the far. It's not Dufferin Station, but it's. Mm. Oh, that's a Dufferin and Shepherd.
Okay. Up top.
I went like from Shepherd.
Up top.
And Don Mills and Shepherd. And when I got up there and I came up out the subway. Memes are still hitting my fucking Instagram.
They're just popping up on you. Notifications.
They're dark-skinned ones. Like, bam, bam,
yep,
bam,
that's
bam,
right.
Bam.
Punches. Rapid succession.
I'm going into Google, finding ones for him. I sent him like some.
You know they made it easier
kids.
Now for you to send memes and shit to people now. You don't even have to go through all of that. Bro.
No, back then.
I know, but now. Yo, it's so easy. Yeah. You can meme my man quick. Boom, boom, boom.
Yo, now we could create our own shit. I could specialize. Bam. Yo, hold that. But yo, that was the meme, the light skin, dark skin clash of the titans right there, dog.
Oh, boy.
But shout out to you, Herbo. Back to Herbo.
Yeah, back to Herbo.
The light skin person in question. This is what happened with him right now. He's going to be dealing with bail hearings and stuff like that. I think it's kind of tied up with that. So it's to be determined what's going on with him.
Yep.
Next person on the list here, Lil Xan comes to Toronto.
That's a soft beef, man.
Oh, I can't right now. So I'm on IG. I think it was 6buzz that I put it up. And yeah. I see, yo, before I leave here, I just got to say.
The man said he's coming back. The man said he's coming back to Toronto. And then he said he didn't see Killian Orr in the building.
And then he
exited stage left.
With
real
three
quick.
Big guys yeah. behind him.
Real quick, yeah. he exited stage left. Real quick. Yeah, and then he exited
Yo,
stage
he
left.
Ran so quickly.
I'm not going to say he ran, but he exited quick. Stage left.
His
quick.
Body did Boom. A 180, and like the guys looked like they just like went and did a C around him and just got him out of there.
That beef is like... Really? Let's go on to the next topic.
No, okay. But then, out of that, okay, there was no reply from Killy.
Yeah, but...
Then came Young Novocaine.
Okay. Yeah, just look it up on... Just look it up on... What's the show? Six Lives?
I think it was Six Buzz.
No, Six Lives.
Oh, no, but Six Wars also talked about it.
Yeah, but Six Lives posted the live story. So go if you want to see it, go there. You'll see it there on Six Lives.
Oh, Keeping Six Keeping Six Lives
or whatever they're called. Yo, go see that there because you'll see what the man says exactly.
Enter Young Novocaine.
Yes, and go see and you'll see his talks.
Killy said that he, what's going on with the ban? You the never man really
said
ban-
that Novocaine said that Killy can't ban no one. Only person that can ban people in the city is Drake. So,
which is I was like, whoa, shit! This guy knows way more rules than me. Holy fuck!
Like I said, go watch the live on that page on Insta, and you'll see what we're talking about.
He's in the OVO group chat, and then he said something about, and I haven't heard this word. I didn't know that young boys were using this word. He said, you said you were going to gurks me because something about his girl and all. I was like, holy, the man used gurks.
Boom. Toronto slang.
Like gurks, I haven't heard that in a while. I didn't know young boys are using that. So shout out to the young boys for using some old terms. Straight up, bringing
some, you know, they're doing their history, their searches.
No? Isn't that one of ours? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's one
that's
of one ours.
That's one of our terms, right? Gurkst? Yeah, gurkst the man, bro.
Oh. He hangs with older heads for sure. He has some OGs. Yeah. In this. He has some OGs. He knows some OGs for sure.
You dropped for that one right there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know he was there until this beef started.
Yeah, I seen this pop up the other day. It's the first time I've heard of him personally.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It makes me... The man came right and he said, yo, this man is... Yo, go watch the... Let's go watch it, man.
Like, I hope it just stays where it is because to me it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy going on and like I'm like, yo, this, you know, there's a lot
may,
of internet.
We may be laughing, but yo, man might be serious.
Yeah.
But
Gurks is a...
Yo, the Gurks is a heavy... Yo.
Me.
Yeah. That shit lightly,
yeah. But anyways,
but
on to the next topic.
We are doing a giveaway. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a giveaway just now.
So what about Youngboy? NBA Youngboy getting arrested too.
Ooh. Yeah. That one is kind of sticky. They're all kind of sticky, but that's has a little bit extra stick on it.
There's a video.
Yeah, but like she's trying to dispute the video. Okay, so NBA Youngboy, he got locked up for domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Right? Actually, no. Felony like warrant.
Well, they said at first it was a felony warrant. Then you hear something else about the man belly to back this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on video.
Yeah, like, I saw the video.
He slammed her or whatever, suplexed her or whatever. Yeah. And she tried to say, oh, that's how we play. We're young. That's how we play.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like the surveillance.
Free up is, you know, just hopefully they get their, they figure it out and man can free up and make some more music.
Well, there's a bigger issue that's going on with that, right? Because the girl's trying to deny it, right?
Yeah.
She's denying it. She's saying that like, yo, this is just, we just play like that, right?
DJ, yeah.
Right? And, we just play like that, and that shit keeps on going out. Shout out to the people that we're not going to shout out. But the law doesn't care at this point. They're like, yo, we're seeing what we see on camera.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're taking this out of your hand.
Yep.
And she got an album coming out. Apparently, she like was premiering a new song on her fucking Instagram Live.
Wow.
Right? So like, she's trying to play it like it's light. This is, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of levels of things that are going on. Like, you know what I mean? This is supposed to be his day one.
It's complex.
Right?
There's complicity to it, man.
Yeah.
It's going down. You know, they show the video, though, but the video don't look good.
If there's abuse, no matter even if she's like, no, it's cool. It ain't cool. Because
when you're breaking down the video, it's like she's running from him and this and that. And yeah, so I don't know.
It's a messed up thing.
It is a messed up situation to be in. And especially, it's like you said, they have the video, they have the... It's like, yo, we'll just take you and charge you. Like, even if you say whatever, so what? We're going to charge you anyways, so...
In Canada, that's how it is.
Yeah, they don't play like that.
Right? They don't do the, oh, no, I'm not pressing charges. They're like, no, we're pressing charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know...
Yep.
We'll see what happens with that. You know what I mean? I'm sure that his record company is going to try to do something for him.
Would hope so.
One thing it's going to fuck up, too, just what I want to make sure to bring up, is that double XL list. If it fucking matters anymore, if anybody gives a shit about the double XL.
The double XL list nowadays is whack, I find, but whatever.
But that got Famous Dex cut off that list last year.
Yeah.
Because they're the same thing.
Oh, Famous Dex, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Famous Dex,
yeah. Is it Famous Dex? Was it Famous Dex who got cut off the list?
I don't know. I don't know.
Even if it wasn't, let's talk about...
for a second. I see now you try to cut to him. That's your segue move?
Let's just segue to him anyway. Because apparently he's been having a little bit of issues now that we speak about him. And it's funny because we had Dexter.
You know, we had Greasy Dexter
on a fucking show. Who has a Dexter chain as well. They had a beef over said Dexter chain about who fucking came up with the concept first, right? And then Famous Dex got a different chain that has Famous Dex on it, of which he does not have possession of at this point in time.
As academics said, it's making the goon trip or whatever.
The greasy neck tour.
The greasy neck tour, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shout out to you. He said he don't give a fuck, but, you know, things happen, fam. Let's do a shout out to this Canna Cup. We got this contest that's going on for the Canna Cup, going on April 7th and April 8th. We got Fatboy SSE.
SSE.
Which will be in the building. You know what I'm saying? And it's supposed
to be. We're giving away VIP passes, but we got to judge this badass.
Hey. So, yeah, he's going to be in attendance, and apparently there's going to be other acts there. It's going to be a fucking super,
it's gonna
super.
It's going to be a nice show, but they're going to announce their acts when they're ready.
Yeah. Secret location. Get at us if you want to get in that contest. Send us, I forgot what the damn contest rule was for the.
Smoke too much.
it's in the instruction somewhere. You entered the contest, no? Shout out to that dude. SS, that SSC dude. You know what I'm saying? You're eliminated from the list. No, but there's rules and regulations. You can check into the YouTube description for what that is. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a quick break. I want to play something before we get to the break. It's right. Chopper jacking for beats. So let's see what I'm going with this right, y'all. Let's see what I'm going.
Hold on. Wasn't the Chopper guy from Oh, no, never mind. This is Canadian dude? This is Canadian dude, right?
I see Calgary in the beginning
okay,
of this.
Okay. So,
who's hungry? I think this is just the intro. Okay. Let's get to it. Chopper, jacking for beats. Oh, look at me. Look at my. Send us your DMs if you want to get your shit on, you know, email us. welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com.
Yeah. There's a list, we'll get to you, don't worry.
Let's go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Episode 58, by the way.
Wow.
I'm trying to get the fuck out of the 50s, yo. But we'll be back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast.
Yeah. 10:30, eh?
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. Big shout out to the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street.
Yeah.
So, our guest is here.
In the building.
With no further ado, we got Block Boy Twitch in the building.
Yeah.
I already know.
Yo, thank you for coming through, fam.
All day, my guy.
It's been an honor. And even what I was saying before we started, how people in the YouTube comments were like, yo, you need to get Block Boy Twitch on the show. It's like...
Facts.
Holy. But like... With like exclamation points, like, all right, yo, just all right, don't fucking yell at me in the comments, like, fucking neck bangers, you know what I'm saying? But like, same time, like, it's crazy. It was facts still. I'm like, no, I agree, you know what I mean? I put a like on the shit and then I just went to work, get on the facts, DM work, facts, you know what I mean? Facts. So, I want to get right to the beginning. First rap name, we always ask that,
yeah.
So, before Block Boy Twitch, did you have a name before that?
It's not, yeah. Black Boy Twitch, I used to call me Twitch in the streets, you know? Just call me Twitch and shit. That shit just stuck with me as a youngin', you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just add the Black Boy into it. Once I started rapping and shit, I the black boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It has a certain ring to it, though. Black boy Twitch. Yeah, it gives you...
It's different.
Yeah, it's a... You know? Sure. It's got a ring to it.
Yeah. And, okay. You're repping, like, Southside Jane, like the Black Creek area.
Southside Jane. You know, Stackway Drive.
Okay. Okay.
That's what it is right now. Stackway Drive, Churchway.
Yeah.
Black Creek. You know the whole strip.
Okay. And, like,
you guys are representing the new generation. Like, what's... Ooh. What's the new generation life like around there in them bands, man?
It's shit changes, you know. You know, like me, I'm with the 94 era and shit, you know?
Mm.
Like, I'm right basically kind of in the middle, if you really want to say it. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, I fuck with old school shit,
and
I fuck with new school shit, you know? I just take in everything, you know? But the young niggas, they're out there and shit too, doing whatever they do, you know? But
yeah.
I fuck with the young niggas all day, you know? Real shit, for sure. I fuck with young niggas all day.
I always want to know, like, okay, you see how we do the show downtown?
Yeah.
And this is not even a question on the thing. Like, we do the show downtown. What is the perspective from, like, man's from, like, the different ends when they come downtown? Like,
yeah, downtown, like, I don't know. Like, I've been coming downtown since I was young, you know, since a little kid. Like,
yeah.
I seen the vibes ever since I was, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 12, 13. I've been coming out here on my own, just running around with my brethren and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, downtown.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, I've been running around with my brethren since like I was 12 downtown, coming out here, seeing what's going on. Like, so I kind of got used to like the, like basically like the shopping district areas, you know. I didn't really go to areas.
Yeah.
But I was just like out here, you know.
Yeah.
So I really seen how it was. Like, I wasn't just coming here as a teenager just looking around and seeing shit, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew how downtown like really was for like most ages and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. And like when you're doing your traveling around, before you even start the rapping and shit, what were you listening to? Like, what was the shit that you on repeat? Like,
on repeat? You see, on repeat before, like, shit. I listened to everything, majority. Like, I used to listen to the rap shit, like, back in the day and shit. Like, my older bro, my sis and shit, they put me on all that shit. Like, all that shit. Like, Wu-Tang. I could say some Wu-Tang shit. All that shit. Inspector Deck. RP that nigga, Inspector Deck. Came with that fire shit. All that shit. All that old school shit. Nas.
You mean ODB?
ODB? Yeah. Inspector Deck.
Inspector Deck.
Huh? Inspector Deck's still here. ODB.
ODB is the name.
ODB. Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah, Old Dirty Bastard is the one.
Died of an overdose back in them days.
Oh, baby, I like it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? He came with it crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even lie,
different
though.
Style.
Came with his braids out in the air and shit, coming wild and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Dirty Low, get low in snow. Introducing the ghost. Face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Straight.
No, Dirty was raw, dog.
He's super air with his...
Yeah.
No one could even talk to the man. That was why he wants still buying food stamps.
Yeah.
That nigga was still buying food stamps. I seen a YouTube video. That nigga's still buying food stamps.
Yeah, that's a popular thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, the man had his food stamp card.
He's in the limo. He capped the limo right there about the food stamps.
He went to go get the welfare check.
He's getting that welfare check. You see, you know what I'm talking about.
That was a classic YouTube like video.
His welfare card is on a shirt. Like, that's probably one of the best Wu-Tang shirts selling.
No, because that's the album cover.
Yeah. The ODB.
For sure.
With his hair all out. That's like his welfare card or whatever.
Yeah.
Literally, that's the shit they always show when he's...
Yeah.
That
card is like... It's
crazy.
Wu-Tang forever.
And like, who else? Who else was bumping in the head?
Who was I bump all day? Like, still, you know, the locks. I put the locks in there all the time. For sure. Like, new school shit. Don Q, Dave East, they go crazy.
Okay.
You know? Fuck with all that shit. Even the new school shit, like the Migos, they do their shit, that turn up shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to add that 1-2 into that shit. They give you that vibe, you know? So
yeah.
I fuck with all that shit, like, you know?
And I was listening to some lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lyric in the intro of the video, of one of your videos.
Yeah.
It goes, came over my uncle sipping rum, bumping Pac.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Paint a picture of that time, yo.
Like, you know, like... Like, when I was young, you know, my peoples, they turn up and shit, like, for real, like, they turn up African. I'm African, you know? I'm from Ghana, that's my background, you know?
Okay.
They turn up and shit, like, they get lit too, you know, they sip. I was a young kid, like, when parties turn up, my uncles are there just sipping on some absolute vodka straight out the bottle and shit. You know, everybody's favorite rapper is just Tupac. Like, my pop's favorite rapper is Tupac. That's what he tells me, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, because he was more of, like, an inspirational rapper. Like, you know, he uplifted people and shit, so.
And what, did you get, like, into the Pac vibe? Were you a Pac fan?
Park fam, yeah, definitely I was bumping Park all day for sure.
Yeah.
My sister was not crazy, you know, my older bro, everybody was bumping that shit. So like as a kid I came past it, you know?
Mm.
Even though he died when I was young, like I was just being born around the time he died, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
As you grow up and shit, you just hear it like you wanna see what that is, you know? You just go search it, like that's what really happened. Like, I just searched up beer shit from young and like
it's funny you're talking about this because we were talking about this earlier,
mm-hmm.
about people having to do their research about older music, like past music, you know? And stuff like that.
Sure. Definitely have to do your research because we weren't growing up in that era.
Yeah,
I wasn't growing up in that era. I was just born, literally. So
yeah.
You have to go fucking do your research. You know, you don't know shit. You don't know like what niggas were coming with, like how they switched it up, everything. You know.
So what makes you want to do that? That's what like, cause not every kid is doing that when they're younger. Just like, yo, fuck it, I'm here now. Fuck everything from before. What make you want to make that step?
Yeah, because the people that are around me that I grew up.
I was about to say that older brothers, older sisters. You know?
Yeah.
Going outside, see the older nigga. You know, everybody's bumping that shit. Like.
Yeah.
You know, so, I was outside. I was a little kid running around. You know, I used to see a lot of shit. So you know, like, go, you listen, you see, you know, you hear. Shit, you run with it, you know?
For sure.
You want to find out more, you want to deep search, or, you know?
Yeah.
Dig deeper.
And when you start rapping, when what was the turning point that made you start rapping?
I used to freestyle a lot back in the day, you know? Like, I used to just... What's that fucking...
Is this nigga's blunt, yo?
Fucking shit, look at that shit. That shit fucking kicking. I'm off that bossy too.
Okay, you know, okay.
So yeah, that shit.
No, that's some too. That's
for sure.
Master Kush with the.
That Master Kush.
With some Afghani skunk.
Afghan Aital thing.
Yeah, Aital always Aital.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I need the hot the grab.
Always
thing.
See. Yeah, I'm not part of that grabba thing. I don't fuck with the grabba.
Team grabba.
You know?
Yeah.
That shit will bun your head.
Yeah, it will bun your head. I tell you that. I don't fuck with the grabba. Straight. I just Aital. I've been Aital, so I just roll Aital.
Facts.
So yeah, the rapping. When did it start?
Rapping, basically, like, I came with my first few tracks. Like, I used to start going to the studio, like, 2015, So I used to go to the studio and shit and fuck around, you know?
Yeah.
I used to do shit, but like, I wasn't really feeling my shit, you know? Like, I ended up started going more, you know? Getting used to the mic, all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Spitting, writing shit down, spitting shit, and like,
getting comfortable with
this song,
with it.
And I started like showing all my niggas, you know? I showed one of my brethren, and just like, yo, this shit's hard, you know?
Okay.
You just try a thing with it, you know? It's like, fuck, what do you really have to lose? So I'm just looking at the internet. There's a whole bunch of people rapping. I listen to shit every day. Like, there's a new rapper every day. Someone's coming with some
literally
shit.
Every
like,
day.
What do you really have to lose, you know? So I just went and tried my thing, and people give me good feedback. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, let's keep it pushing, no?
Yeah. And even, like, your style, like, you come with, like, a real rapid-fire style, right? Mm. What's your approach when you write? Are you writing, or are you just, like, piecing it together in your head?
Sit. Got black boy tonight. But yeah, my approach, like, I just try to do something different all the time, you know, like, say, try probably write it, come with a concept, you know, sometimes there's a lot of shit, like stories and shit, things that happen in real life, you know, you could write a story, something that, like, you know, real, some real shit, you know,
like 100,
for sure, some 100 shit, like, a real story that really happened, like,
yeah,
you know, people feel that shit, like, this is different shit, like, I don't always try to come like, you know, you have to have a 1-2 bump in like the chorus, something catchy shit, you know?
Yeah.
You always throw it in, but like, I just try to come with some different shit, like, just try to do stories, some next approach, come with a different approach, you know?
Mm.
Try to switch it up, you know?
Well, for you sure. Know the problems, like, you see how, like, it's a bop,
mm-hmm.
but it's called problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's things going in, but it's a bop still. Like, you could still bang it in the club. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Trust me. So, okay. Tell me about Say Less.
Say Less.
Yeah, what's that? Say Less Entertainment. That's what
Entertainment, you know? That's my guys, you know? That's the label. That's my people.
That's right, the man them in the house
the
here.
The man them's in the cut, you know?
Okay. The fam.
So that's the movement you guys
started with. That's the movement. Say Less ENT. Chances, when I say C3, baby, that's Chances Chasing Checks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the C3 stands for, you know?
Okay.
Chances Chasing Checks. It's my guys, you know. So that's what I'm trying to push. That's my movement, you know. Mm. Everybody takes a chance every day. We're all out there trying to get that check, trying to get to the bag.
Facts. Okay. Let's go into some more songs and lyrics and stuff here. In Problems, you go. Got my homies in the mosque, still reading the Quran, yeah. Right? So like, you guys like have like Muslim backgrounds and different things.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of homies that are Muslim. Like, I'm not Muslim personally myself, you know, but like I have a lot of homies that are Muslim. You know, a lot of friends that are Muslim. You know.
Yeah. So, like, well, you said you're Ghanaian.
I'm Ghanaian. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know I have like some Ghanaian roots, but like I don't really know that much about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I know like as like African people, like as from that side of the world, we're very like active and like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
With the music and shit over there, sure. Holy shit!
Yeah, you know the Afrobeats and shit. Like as a kid growing up, like my people were playing bare Afrobeats. You know all that crazy shit. So like, I hear that shit. I'm like, yo, you know, you could catch on to that shit. Try and create melodies with all that shit, you know? Switch up. That's, you know, that adds a little different switch up to your perspective of shit, you know?
Your thinking is different, too.
Like, I'm here, I'm listening to Jamaican music. I'm in Toronto, Jamaican music, you know? And you hear the African music, you know, in America, like, you know, Caribbean beer shit. Like, it's too much going on, you know? So you just hear a lot of different shit.
And it helps to blend into the vibes of when you approach with literally, your styles and shit.
Literally, when you hear those beats, you be like, no.
Mm. So okay, with the shows and stuff, you see like a lot of UK artists. You know who we were talking about before? Gigs,
yeah. Right? The shows being shut down.
Yeah. Mm. How they have to do the? They have to go get a bus.
Hidden, pick up their guests, meet them. So meet me at Eaton Center. Get on a bus. Don't know where you're going, and then take you to a venue, because if the boy didn't find out where the venue is, they're gonna shut it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how these guys have to move in the UK for their shows.
Right, that's some crazy shit. So
you know, and even when we spoke to like past guests, like we had Casper and their mans on, and they're now starting to get some shows and stuff
around, for sure.
Like mans are starting to say, okay, well, we'll take a chance with some Toronto artists.
Yeah.
I see you got a show coming up. You ever like deal with the same problems, like booking shows, and he's like, fuck. Well, I don't know if we can book it because mans are talking that thuggy shit, and
you know
what I'm saying?
Like, not really. I never ran into one of those situations right now, you know? Like,
that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, because I've been hearing it as a running thing. Like, the scene is good, and even us, we were talking about it before. Yeah. We like to do shows, and the scene's good.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so much crazy energy out there that a lot of times, like, venues might be afraid to fucking do the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You got a show coming up? Tell me about the one that you got coming up.
Yeah, I got a show coming up still. I'm supposed to perform when Freshers come into town.
Mm.
He has a one single over there. There's a couple people there that's going to be there, actually, you know?
Okay.
That's going to come up on March 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be a lit show. People should show out, you know, come support, show some love, you know?
Well, the thing is, by the time this show airs...
Yeah.
It'll be before the actual event, right? March 4th, you said, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might be before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And so then people even will get an extra little fucking to know what's going on. But fucking Fresh is going to be there.
People going to be ram up.
You know? You know what I'm saying?
Different rappers are going to be there too and shit. They're going to bring their own crowd. Everybody brings their own crowd, you know?
So yeah.
You see the best of both, you know?
Yeah, man. Outside of music, what kind of like things like you got plans creatively? You want to try to get into other things, like other avenues and shit?
Like other avenues, yeah. Like, you know, right now I'm just focused on my music. You know, I'm just trying to build my brand and shit, you know. Just trying to I'm trying to drop some music. Do like probably drop a mixtape soon.
Okay.
Before the summer, you know.
Okay.
Try to drop a mixtape before the summer or something, you know. Give them some, you know. Because I have a lot of music stored up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get it out.
Just play with the shit, you know. Get it out there.
Yeah, man, because I noticed with a lot of y'all Toronto artists, like, especially the up-and-coming ones, were on fire.
Yeah.
It's like, I go to Spotify, because my first instinct is, I want to hear a whole body of work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
what else do you have? Let me hear more.
Yeah. So you say you got a mixtape in the tuck, or like a full album in the tuck.
Got something for the people, you know? Trying to drop that shit for the streets. Black boy got to get what they need. Get me.
Okay, that brings a question up to mind. If you had a dream collaboration, right? Who would you get on a fucking track?
The track?
Yeah.
Be honest, shit. Right now, you mean like anybody?
Anybody, dead or alive?
Dead or alive? Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter who.
Who I gonna track with? Dead or alive? That's crazy. That one's hard right there.
And you could build up the track, like I'm saying, like you could have this motherfucker producing.
It doesn't always be one person. You could have a group of people on the track. It's remember, this is your dream collabo, so. If it's more than one person, go for it.
Yeah, you know you could build a track with like fucking
four. They could be dead, alive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Yeah. Cross genres, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, verse from this nigga, produced by this guy, 16, you know what I mean? The, you know, the hook coming by, you know?
Definitely.
And you have unlimited budget, fam.
Unlimited budget. I'm blowing it fast.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, I need chains in here. Soft, get them in.
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably get on a track definitely with Jada and Fab. Jada and Fab for sure, you know. Like,
both of them on a track.
Both of them one time.
Sick.
Boom. You
know? Yeah. Okay,
who's producing the beat?
Shit, who gonna produce that for me? Fuck. Who gonna produce that beat for me? That's gonna have to be hard.
Now you can go old school or new school. You can get a Swiss. Or you can get
Premier.
If Young Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You should get that tag in the beginning. By that Metro. If a Metro Boomin don't, you know, I'd be fucking Metro up shit. I'm an old ass nigga.
Yeah.
I probably get. I don't even know who I'm gonna get, to be honest. But shit, Metro Boomin. Shout out Metro Boomin. Get a Metro Boomin real quick. You know?
Yeah.
My nigga Fab and Jada and that shit.
Fuck. Maybe a Future come through and just do a fucking bridge or something.
A verse. Yeah. Put Future on the verse.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry, dog. I got the A&R that shit.
Yep, Friday's looking for the bag. Friday's looking for that extra bag.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what's coming up next for Blockboy Twitch?
Blockboy Twitch. I'm about to come with some shit, man. I'm trying to come with that heat. I'm going to drop a video for everybody very soon, too, you know? A video for them.
Okay.
No, some very soon. A lot of shit's gonna be happening very soon.
All right.
For sure, all day.
Okay. Well, you know, we're gonna wrap it up.
What's that? You put on that?
This is some sticky icky. It's like
that
a
icky.
It seals the blunt. Yeah, it seals the blunt, so you don't have to lick it.
Yeah.
Look at that nasty tobacco taste, and then it won't fall apart. If you were paying attention, what he did, he took. Mm-hmm. There was a broken blunt, and I'm actually impressed. What I seen Friday just did right now. Friday took the broken blunt, used the sticky icky, built himself a blunt, and now he rolled it. I'm very impressed with Friday's skill right now. I'm very impressed. Yes, a round of applause for Friday, because he's a backwards killer.
Came with it.
He's a backwards killer. This time he saved it.
Spin back.
He spinned it with a sticky and everything. I'm surprised. I seen what he was doing. I was just thinking to myself, is he going to pull it off? And he pulled it off. All right, Friday.
AKA King Multitask.
All right. You know, I'll give you another personal clap.
Okay.
So yeah, man. So you got the mixtape. We got a new video coming up soon.
Yeah,
some
new videos coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So let the people know where to find you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, social media wise and shit.
Social media. Blockboy_Twitch at Instagram. You know, Blockboy_Twitch on Instagram. You guys, come and follow me. You know, show some love. Sailor CNT, Chance Chasing Checks. We here, we coming. You know what I'm saying? For sure. All day.
And
I'm after Vasi.
Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. All right. We are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm going to get a little camera action running here on something extra here. Okay, so let's get to this Killy contest, okay? It's going down. It's going to happen March 8th over at the Phoenix Nightclub or the Phoenix Arena or whatever the fuck it is. But it's a big-ass place.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It used to be at the Mod Club, but, you know, I had that funny joke earlier.
That didn't connect.
let's not repeat it because it wasn't that funny. But, hey, I got a list of people that are here on the list. I got my laptop in the building.
Yes, Friday's all executive today.
The randomator is in play.
Okay.
We need drum roll, man.
Hold on. I got sound effects.
Oh.
I got sound effects. Shout out to tablets that take too long to load up.
That was pretty good, though, no?
Let's start. See, that's how Rick Ross did.
Oh, that's what
and more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
This hey. Is absolutely Friday's favorite sound effect for the show.
Aubrey. Okay. let's get this shit popping.
I did it!
Whoa, no copyright now. Okay, all right. Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
All right, so let's turn this around because I want to get this shit popping and lopping.
Locking and locking and popping.
And I got a little my own camera action going on over here. Shout out to phones that really work, not that other company. But none of y'all getting mentioned until you throw a motherfucking bug. I'm not gonna name all of the people who are in the list here, but we were taking 20 names. Mm-hmm. I actually took 26.
Ooh.
All right.
Expansion.
AKA I'm a nice guy.
The Killy tickets.
So we're giving away two pairs of two Killy tickets.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna pick.
Two names.
Two winning names.
Shout out to Sav. We had a little conversation before. The math in my brain, like I was short circuiting. Okay, how do we do this runner up? But we figured it out. So we have the randomator. People who have seen us on live run this randomator thing here. They need to send a bag as well. I'm not paying for your app. Okay. So shout out to free apps. So hold on, we're not picking a runner up if people don't.
Can you stop your?
Oh yes.
Two names.
Yes, we spoke about this. Okay, so we're gonna pick two names, and the winners of the
Killy tickets. The quick math.
I want more sound effects before this happens.
These nuts.
Okay.
We're going to get to something about that later on.
What are you doing, Friday? The man not even knows his own buttons.
I did this shit on purpose.
Cut it.
All right. None of that. Okay, so let's get to the shits.
You need to cut it.
Let's get to the shits. The winner, or one of the winners, Melanie Banniked, via Gmail, because we got Gmail submissions.
Ooh.
SoundCloud submissions.
Yes, yes, yes. Hurrah, 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 hurrah.
Away, Melanie. Away, tabarnak.
She needs some sound effect.
Did you need a sound effect?
Sorry, my horn.
Bruh.
No.
No, she's going to the concert.
There you go, Friday. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I was like, are we just going to go cliche air horn for that? But
yeah, fine. Why not?
Fine. And the next person that's coming up in the randomator. At Batty287 underscore.
All right.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, 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 yes.
You did it, girl. Because there's not a guy who has the name Batty. Maybe. Possibly. 2018. It is 2018. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout don't, out don't assume stuff. Nothing. You know what they say when you assume something.
Or what was that other guy with the wedding dress? We won't get into all that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, shout out to y'all, girls. So, Melanie.
Shout out to our winners.
Banniked. I should not have pronounced your name properly because I do speak the French. And then Batty 287 underscore. Congratulations. You did it, girls.
This guy keeps going back. Yo, you guys won. The winners win. The winners win.
All right. So let's get to some other things that are happening. We talked about Mayuch Chain doing the tour. And that was funny. Not funny for him, but funny for us. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be that Chicago motherfucker, hard nigga, but you don't look so hard right now, Dex. Kim and Kanye are going to be on Family Feud.
Yeah.
You fucking with that? The West versus the Kardashian Jenners is what's happening.
It's not even a fair fight. How many Wests are
there? Apparently, he got cousins and aunts.
They're too young.
Well, who's North? She's gonna get up there. She's gonna have to take a poo and she's gonna have to move.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I don't want to be up here right now. Like, she's a kid, no?
Exactly.
She's gonna have no Family Feud knowledge.
No, you get like consequence.
Consequence? Just extended niggas. Sci-High. Yo, Sci-High is gonna have all his answers written for him. Yeah. Woo! Shout out to Sci-High, the Prince Ghost Answers.
Man's beating down the wall over that one. Man's are beating down the wall after that one Friday.
Sci-High, though.
Trust
me. AJ the dance.
Let me tell you about banging on the furnace.
Hey, I tell you, if you keep on banging on the furnace, party done.
We tell you about banging on the furnace.
But yeah, who else could be in that GLC?
No ID.
Yeah, no
Common.
ID.
Common could be in
Common. None of these people with the last name West. No. You know what I'm saying? So
Common would be dope, though.
I think he has, like, they showed a little backstage clip, and there were just two off-brand, like, dark-skinned brothers that were standing there next to him. And I was just like,
wow.
Look, no frills, brothers, bro.
Oh,
that is horrible. Disrespect.
But yeah, they're Westies.
Okay.
Or Wests.
Right. Okay. They're Wests.
Right? Or Westies. Westies. But they them motherfuckers. So those guys, you know, they're there.
Hey, whatever.
They're going to have answers family for the Family Feud.
I want to see what, I wonder what the questions are going to be like. Because, yo, Family Feud's been raunchy of late. If you've been watching Family Feud, it's a different Family Feud from when we were kids, eh? Steve Harvey, yo, the content that they, yo, the questions they ask on Family Feud nowadays, yo, they're funny, bro. Like, yo, trust me. And then the answers people give, oh, boy.
I just got an epiphany. Hashtag me too, Richard Dawson. Kissing all these chicks on the mouth. On the mouth. He's running up to them. The Parker family. This is Lloyd Parker, shakes his hand. And his lovely wife, Mary Parker, leans over, tongue kisses her, and then goes over. Jamie Parker gives her a hug to be a little bit more respectful because he just tongue kissed Mom Dukes. You know what I'm saying?
On national
television. And little bro, Chip Parker. You know what I'm saying? Because Chip got to be there.
Yep,
but yo, you just tongue kissed number two on the line, fam. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Is Richard Dawson alive? I don't know. Get that nigga on the horn, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That came out of nowhere, Friday.
No, because he was the original host, right? And then they went to the Drew guy.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of dudes.
There's a bunch of dudes before Drew Carey.
Not Drew Carey.
Richard Dawson, and there was some other dude that was black. Then there was a guy that we did through the 90s. Dawson came back. The guy from Home Improvement.
Yeah, take
Peterman on Seinfeld.
Oh, man. Dude knows everybody. Dude needs to get up here and talk.
For real.
Shout out to SS.
Yo, I went over this the other day with somebody, actually.
The Family Feud rundown. Yeah. So, Richard Dawson.
Louis
was
in. Yeah, Louis C.K. Yeah, Louis.
No, like for Louis.
Yeah.
Yes. Big Louis. Big Lou.
Yeah, Big Lou.
Well, his name's not Big Lou, but yeah, Big Boy.
The heavy, yes.
Louis Anderson. Is his name? Louis Anderson?
Yes. Yeah, cartoons and everything.
Yeah, the guy with the gap in his tooth. Shout out to him. But Richard Dawson was straight dog. And I felt nothing wrong with it when I'm watching it in the 80s, yeah, right?
Like, well, women went on the show to kiss Richard Dawson. You can't be mad at that. He's a celebrity. Like, he's on TV.
Yo, the that's thing that people... Dog. Yo!
Because I'm a celebrity.
When you're a celeb,
you
just walk up to them.
Grab them by them.
And tongue kiss them.
The number one rated cartoon.
Yo.
Huge.
Family Feud.
That man probably got cut off the show, not because like they didn't need him no more, because he probably caught mono.
Wow, Friday. What a conclusion.
Well, he's kissing off the whole country.
Yo, family. Week after week, your tongue kissing all of these bitches from fucking Tallahassee, California, Wisconsin.
Idaho.
Oh, man. Jesus Friday's Christ. Killing it right now.
Niggas putting in more work than rap niggas, dog.
Oh, man. The man went on the kissing tour.
Good kissing hashtag me too tour for fucking Richard Dawson. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole other side note.
Yeah, I don't know where you just popped that connection, but hey.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. I have one more story to tell y'all.
Okay.
Five Fingers of Death happened once again. Shout out to Sway in the Morning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Flash Wall again. But that's another story.
This guy.
Shout out to DJ Vlad.
Kill me right now, Friday.
We won't talk about anything else that happened after that. But.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter at Friday Ricky Dread.
To get the whole story.
Five Fingers of Death happened today or last night for people in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right before we got to the set, I said,
We were watching it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, can we talk about the consensus? How do you guys feel about this? So, okay, just to let people know
this
what happened first.
I had to bring it up.
Oh, fuck. He's Canadian. He's Torontomans.
Yeah. All right.
So 11 minutes. Hold on. Because, you know, good thing we got the laptop out today. Ooh, the laptop is here. 11 minutes and 46 seconds. A fuego? No? Fuego? Are we getting a fuego consensus? Can we get out of five flames?
I didn't hear the whole thing. So.
Well.
I never heard the whole thing, so I can't give you my consensus on the whole thing. I got to hear all of it first. I got to listen to all of it. The whole 11 minutes.
Yeah,
to give it a fair. You know, we got to listen to the whole thing. Can't just listen to two out of the five verses.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to that, because I want to leave that for last.
Okay.
Can we put that on the Pinterest board for a second?
Okay. Bam.
Okay. And we're just going to spend 2 seconds on this, because I don't want to spend... Because it's very pause-worthy shit that I'm going to bring up.
Oh, okay.
Oh gosh. Oh. Give me a light.
Yeah.
But it's just happened. It's going to continue. It's going to get a little traction. Next week, we won't have to talk about it anymore, okay?
What's this? Skip that. What do we want to talk about that?
We already know what I'm going to talk about?
Yeah, I already know what you're going to talk about. Question six.
The whole world knows.
Safari, a.k.a.
Enough.
Scaff Beezy.
That's enough.
You see, the only lady in the room just dropping shit as soon as I bring up this nigga's name. This is what I'm talking about. The consensus has changed for Scaff Beezy, a.k.a. Safari, a.k.a. the ex of Nicki Mirage.
I
bought up his name.
You know what I did?
Sav dropped her water.
I seen that dude on with Charlamagne and them. And the man was throwing the money.
Yeah. He was making
was
it rain on the Breakfast
money
Club.
Up. Charlamagne was collecting them dollars.
Like
what?
A bird.
You see? You make some mad at you, know, Reggie. You're going to get gunshots, you know, Friday. A gunshot you're going to get, you know, Friday.
It's
going
to be a long drive
gunshots.
Home.
Beer gunshots off air, boy.
So Safari let out a fucking pick, and he's saying he didn't let it out. It just got out.
Oh, he got hacked, right?
He got hacked. Or whatever, right? Right in time for his new song that he has out that we're not going to care about because you're not any better just because
girls
like you now because there's things that are happening down there that we don't give a fuck about but girls care about. Right? Apparently his DMs are blowing up. He's got love now that he wasn't getting. There you go, Scaff Beezy.
It's enough.
You know what I'm saying? Now let's get back to Tory Lanez, people who actually fucking matter. And from Toronto, right?
Facts.
Right? Because the people in the comments are going to be like, yo, fuck, he's not even from Toronto. This shit.
So,
yeah,
run a little snippet of this bars. Run a little snippet.
If I could, if the audience that say that shit,
yeah.
If they had like a voice, that's how they would sound. You're gif.
Run a snippet. Is that the troll talk? That's the troll voice?
That's how the comments read out. You dude, you just give me the question. You goof.
he can't do.
Wow. Hey, I'm the guy that killed Patrick Swayze from Ghost, so hey.
So Sway's talking that shit, because Sway's excited.
Yeah. Three lanes, true MC. I want all y'all to get him on your platform so he can spit this fire. He been spitting for us.
I'm gonna turn it down a little bit because...
Yeah, I never told you to run it so loud. I just told you to run it, brother.
No, I'm not... No disrespect to Sway, but I don't want Sway's channel to come and try to slap up our fucking channel. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get to these bars.
That's
true. Yeah. No. Sway, with the Welcome so to bad. New York City beat. What minute are we in?
I am.
We're 1 minute into Sway. The 10 or to the 11:46.
Okay? Yeah.
That's right.
I'm giving you time references for
New
a reason.
York City, stand the fuck up.
For your...
Toronto, stand up.
1:14.
That's right.
To Toronto, stand up.
That dude stands up.
He's gonna stand up.
He's gonna rap. Okay, we're gonna turn it down until he raps. He's ready. He's ready. He's ready. He's.
I Glock crazy. Fiends on my block.
1:30.
A lot of niggas sending shots that cannot faze me. Cops moving, niggas shooting at the ops daily. My mama died, but my pop raised me. Block made me tuck grips and serve rocks daily. I started scamming, had my bitches doing drops crazy. Listen, I got a vision of an all-white
okay.
Wraith with the inside interior.
All right, so, okay. I'm going to turn it down for a second. The bars are crazy, I feel. When I first watched it, I was impressed.
I got to watch it. I got to watch the whole thing.
Take it in when you get a chance. I'm going to. Take in the bars. But this is not what my theory is about. Let's get a few more bars.
Okay.
Actually, okay, let's switch to another part of the beat. Because he goes five fingers, right?
Do it for the look enough until I got the Ramada popping and booked it up. The car, man, you gotta look it up. I hustle drugs like me on a song, nigga. I hook it up.
Ooh.
I shook it up and made a wish with it. Then my enemies started dying from young niggas and Nick spitters. Sell dope so they can go and cop the kicks with it. I'll pop a nigga whole chicken, take flicks in it. But I'm not a porn star.
Okay. So while Tory's rapping, because he's going to rap for a while, we can talk about this a little longer. Okay? And we'll get back to him when he gets to the next beat.
Yeah.
Now, my theory is he's trying to one-up Black Thought.
I don't know. I think he's just trying to bar heavy.
He's trying to prove a point.
Yeah, but he... I don't know.
He's got an album coming soon.
Like I said, I have to watch it.
Okay. Black Thought dropped a very monumental freestyle in end of 2017 on Funkmaster Flex's show.
Yeah.
It was 10 minutes. Let's find it exactly.
Oh, man. Friday.
Gotta be good. Shout out to a keyboard that don't fucking work.
Yep. See?
It's not
you're trying
to
check for shit, but you don't have it queued.
Okay.
Should have had it queued, my brother.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's get back to Tory. Let Tory rap for a little longer.
But I ain't gonna stop, man. I stay on D block like I started as the locks, nigga. I used to fear that the bitches didn't like me. Then I got bread and only niggas didn't like me.
How you like that about queuing?
Like me. I was hitting niggas right in the kitchen.
Perfect timing.
Spitting wrist ice.
That was pretty perfect.
But I fucking dipper when they ain't night. My dick shiesty. My drive through money is
okay. We'll get back to you in a second, Tory. Because you got a lot to say, obviously, since you went on for fucking
25 minutes.
Okay. 11 minutes and 46 seconds, right? He started at 1:30.
Yeah.
So let's minus that.
But you're the one who's trying to compare times to make it like it's a shot.
Listen, allow me. Let's break this down. Let's break this down, and then we're done.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, break down your theory, Friday.
1:30, 11:46 of your full video. So that means you're technically rapping for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You think I'm clearing evidence the way I burn paper? They know I earn
right? Black Thought rapped from the beginning. And we're not going to talk about whose bars are better and all that, okay? Because, like, we all know, like, I'm a big Black Thought fan, so we're not going to go about the bars.
Just trying to go off of the length of the freestyle.
So Tory Lanez showed up first at Flex and did an 8-minute freestyle.
Okay.
And then Black Thought came in after, near the end of the year. Tory came in like November or something like that, had a really dope freestyle. Remember we called him, we talked about it, we talked about it on the show.
Called out.
The Don Cube, right? Mm-hmm. Boom. But then Black Thought came through at the end of the year, 10 minutes and change, bodied it. 10 minutes and 55 seconds to be exact.
Didn't stop.
Right? Now this motherfucker comes back. He's not going to go back on flex because he just did that already. The fuck, he's just showing back up again. Not an interview. He do, like, maybe there's an interview in here as well, but the first thing that we see out of here is him barring up for fucking 11 minutes and 46 seconds. I think he's kind of subliminally in a way, but not subliminally, saying, yo, Black Thought, if you can go 10, I can go 11 and change. Yeah.
But then you already pointed out that he only rapped for a minute. He let the time run out.
Here's the... Exactly.
So then...
Okay, he might have been trying. He didn't maybe completely execute it. Okay? Because in... This, okay, I'm going to get to it right here. Because I'm such a fucking analytic motherfucker. Watch this. Shout out to Killer Cam beat too. Coking the drugs by my tongue and my dentures. I couldn't make this up if I tried to. Watch this. Right there. 9 minutes and 30, 13 seconds.
Maybe he's just trying to self-edit.
No, because he's on Sway. He doesn't have to. He could just fucking say fuck shit and do whatever. Right? But like, it's hard to do that. It's not easy to rhyme for like that long, man. So, like, he probably, you know, he had a brain fart or something for, like, that split second, which you can't say, okay, no, let me punch back in. No, you're doing a live rap on the radio type of thing, right? So, it's like, right? He had that blip. But if he didn't, he would have went longer or just as long as Black Thought.
Okay.
And that is my theory.
That's your theory. Okay. The theory, is this based on time?
This is a breakdown, yo.
All right.
Shit. And look, 10 minutes. Stopped at 10 minutes. Watch Sway.
Hey.
Watch Sway. Can we respect the fact that this nigga from Toronto?
Yeah, there's nothing. Yo, that's the best part about the whole thing.
There's like a gazillion rappers over there in the States that are not showing up. And Sway complains that guys are not showing up to his show doing this.
Maybe they just step the bar up for the people coming to attend and do their thing.
He says this. Yeah. He says this. He says this at the end. He's like, you step your shit up.
There you go. There's an open challenge.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Tory Lanez.
Shout out to Tory Lanez. So, he's just setting the bar that the president needs to be at least 10 minutes.
Don't come here with that 2-3 minute shit.
If you're going to come up here, make sure you're doing at least 10 minutes, right?
Don't have 2 16s that you connected together and then you're out. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
If you really want to rap, come through there and give me like 5 minutes at least. These 10 minutes and all that, that's a little bit crazy. I can understand not everybody's ready to do that.
Yeah.
But if you're a spitter, right? Or, then be prepared that if you're going on Sway, it's your first opportunity. He might ask you to do 5 fingers of death. So if you don't know how to freestyle off the head, you better know how to memorize a lot of shit.
You mean you can't go, ah.
Yeah, for sure.
You do that?
No.
Nah.
All right, yeah, we're gonna wrap this, or we're gonna wrap it up. What are we doing?
Okay, so yeah, shout out to the winners once again. We're gonna wrap it up. We have the interview that we're gonna be playing, or we probably already played the interview at this point. Like, flip the content into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Shia LaBeouf, 10 minutes and 50 seconds.
If we're going off of time, right?
You know what I mean?
We're going off of time, right?
Superion, rapping Superion.
Right?
That guy there, right? Holy. He looked like it hurt him to rhyme. He was rhyming, he was getting them off, but it looked like his body was hurting. Yeah. Like he was having an epileptic seizure while rapping.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to you, Shia LaBeouf. The guy who always wants to fight, but always gets his ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's the world's most smoked out podcast. Shout out to all the sponsors. Oh, one more thing I want to mention. The can of chocolatiers. Man. We're still doing that big ass chocolate. I didn't bring it with me, but where's the chocolate?
It's on the bottom here.
Yeah. Big ass chocolate. We're still giving it away. If you
high can, dosage, 250 milligrams. Sorry.
Of smack pow. Right? If you can guess the name of the Scrap Gang episode and the number. Okay, we're still taking
that
names.
That's simple.
Super simple. All right. So, yeah, big up to Blockboy Twitch.
Yes, he has a show coming up.
Yes. April 4th.
No. March.
It's March 4th. Wow. Yeah. Shout out to Good Piff. But yeah, March 4th is going down. I don't remember exactly the location. It's going to be in the video. We talk about it in the interview. You know what I'm saying?
For Fresher. He's performing for Fresher or what pressure?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Does he have any other songs?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Chloroseptic. You know what I'm saying? On an album that I hated, but whatever. We won't talk about that. Let's do our social medias and let's get the fuck out of here. What's your social media, sir?
It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK. I sound so robotic.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. You know it's me. I'm here doing my thing. Episode 58 was lit. Shout out to all our sponsors. You know, the Can of Chocolatiers. Spoil Smokers Collective.
Well, hold on. We won't call anybody sponsors today. But shout out to all the contributors and everybody.
Yeah, the people that helped. Like the man who won the high hemps, you know, shout him out. You know what I mean?
And our winners of the Kili contest.
The winners of the Kili contest, you know. The quick mats. You know what I'm saying? Two pairs of two tickets.
Yeah, two pairs are two.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know where to get me at. Hit my website, Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. All my social medias are Friday Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. What else?
You're on camera, bud.
This one right here. Come on this one. Bing. Y'all need to get at our Instagram as well as Twitter's. Both same handle. We Love Hip Hop Toronto. We're getting I don't even know how many subscribers we're trying to get which followers we're trying to get on there anymore. I think 5,000 is the mark again. All
right. Yeah, for the iTunes, right? Or YouTube?
For YouTube. And yo, shout out to Carlito. We're gonna figure out some way to disseminate this money. You know what I'm saying? I said disseminate. I did that. I'm gonna take y'all out with some of this Tory Lanez. I'm gonna keep on running. Hey, it's the world's most smoked out podcast.
Gia, episode 58, season 2. Don't forget it.
Gia. But take this, I'm the only artist you know can sing to your bitch and then talk back greasy. It's really that easy. And you gon' believe me, you know I get busy, nigga, 'cause I stay next.